This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're here with Sage Karam on the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zotke at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Sage, appreciate you taking time out with us. So what does it mean, the Indy 500, to getting in, how you... The way you came in on bump day, how emotional was that for you?
Definitely super, super emotional. I think mostly just because I've never experienced bumping before, so I didn't really know what it was like and just how stressful it was for it to finally be over and to know we were in. And also, like, we've just had, like, kind of a really... like, not a great month as far as just days not going the way we want them to, and we didn't get a lot of qual sims in, and we went into qualifying cold, you know, just not knowing a lot about the car, and things were going not so good on Saturday, and then, you know, to pull it out and do what we did, it was a big confidence boost, and it was a big morale boost, you know, through the whole team.
Was there one thing that you did? Was it a change in the car or a setup or information you received that really got you over that hump?
No, I mean, I was flat on Saturday. The car just wouldn't go any faster. The issue was the first run, the track was at its best for me. And because we didn't do qual sims, we weren't aggressive enough with the front grip. And I went flat through one on my first lap. And I went flat through two, and the thing just didn't stick. It wasn't going to have it. So... there was no, like, of me getting over a hump or the team getting over a hump. We just missed it on the first run. And, you know, then you have to wait for everybody else to go. And then by then, you know, the track's just getting worse and worse and worse. So then we finally got the car to a better, you know, balance of what we needed for my first run. But then at that point, we're chasing a dying track. And, it was just, the car was good. And I would go flat for four laps, four corners every attempt. And we just couldn't get the speed out of it. And then also, you know, you keep trying and trying and trying, and the engine's just not cooling down, so you're losing a little bit of horsepower. So basically, we didn't make it into the show guaranteed when our first run wasn't where we needed the car balance to be. And then when we had the car balance right and we came back out Sunday and the track was pretty good, we did what we thought we were going to be able to do on Saturday as far as, like, pace-wise, and that would have put us pretty good in the show. So... I've felt good. You know, the only issue I had all month was that, or it was like Thursday or Friday before the qualifying, I haven't had a lot of laps, and we wanted to do a qual sim, and I did one, and I wasn't 100% with the feeling of it, of the car. And since JR did like 10 qual sims before that, we just put him in my car to make sure, like, it was decent, you know, like, it was in a window. And he said it was, you know, it was decent enough for me to get in it and continue, but it wasn't set up as aggressive as his, because he's been working, you work to that aggressive level, you know. So I got there on for Sunday of qualifying, but for Saturday we needed that aggressiveness, and we didn't have the knowledge and the laps under that to be able to have the confidence just to go put it on and do it.
Does that show the importance of a two-car team when one is maybe having some issues, or that you can lean on somebody like JR?
Absolutely, you know, it definitely does. And you know, because he was able to get to that aggressive level way before I was, we kind of knew that was the aero balance numbers that we needed. So we got there on Saturday, and then we did that on Sunday, and it was good. But we wouldn't have known that number unless we had a teammate, and I wouldn't have been able to have somebody else jump in my car and tell me, like, hey, it's getting there, it's almost there, kind of deal. We just were slightly low on the number and missed it, you know, on the front end. And you know, it is what it is. And at first, I got out of the car and I was like, we're fine, because I know the car was going to have speed, and I knew if we just put some more front in it, you know, I'd go flat and the speed would be there, but we just never had the speed then at that point. So it quickly became apparent that the track fall off was like a lot worse than actually being able to go flat. And it quickly became apparent that we weren't going to make it on Saturday. So basically we just had to put our efforts into Sunday, and that was, you know, I could do one or two really, really fast laps on Saturday, but then I'd fall off for laps 3 and 4. So, you know, overnight just made some changes to make sure that, you know, try and keep all four laps as close together as we could, and we were able to do that.
Very good. Thank you, Sage.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.